Thanks, Aaron. Humboldt County enjoyed fireworks last night, and Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Ken Woods was encouraged with the outcome.
And Old Town went well with no mishaps, and throughout the rest of the greater Eureka area, overall, we did have some use of illegal fireworks, but no related injuries or fires from those, and otherwise, it was a successful night. And we appreciate the public support in observing the legal use of fireworks.
When asked how the experience compared to last year, Woods said better overall.
Officially, we had less calls than last year, mm-hmm. and there was less illegal use of fireworks that we saw and found out there. We did confiscate some fireworks, but overall it was less than last year.
Captain Ed Laidlaw of Eureka Fire pointed out that the large crowds that gather to watch the fireworks presentation in Eureka can cause some challenges.
It causes problems for us for our responses. When we want to go, we have a medical aid down on the waterfront somewhere. I mean, with all the people, all the activity, it really is a huge challenge for us to get around. If something happens during the event when we're having a fireworks presentation, there's just so many people, it really poses a challenge for traffic for us.
Our calls to fire personnel indicate that it was a good night overall. In the press release received today, sheriffs report that at 5 o'clock Tuesday, agents from the Humboldt County Drug Task Force served a search warrant at the 3200 block of Halfway Avenue in McKinleyville. When the search warrant was served, 65 pounds of dried processed marijuana buds, 6 loaded semi-automatic pistols, a shotgun, 6 grams of heroin, and $68,000 in cash was seized. Arrested at the scene were 41-year-old Eric Daniel Culbertson, the homeowner, and 40-year-old Andrew Patrone from New York. Culbertson was arrested for possession, maintaining a residence for sales, and armed in the commission of a felony. While Patrone was arrested on similar charges, the bail is set at $75,000. Road construction, as the city of Arcata is paving Erickson Way from West End Road 800 feet south to the driveway for O&M Industries, located at 5901 Erickson Way. Paving is scheduled for tomorrow all day from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m. Traffic lanes will be closed in both directions. Please expect delays or plan alternate way to get to your destination. More KIN's news. It's after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer C.C. Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
One of the negative side effects of all the 4th of July fireworks last night is that it disturbs household pets, especially dogs. Every year, the sheriff's animal shelter takes in dogs that have run off. To make identification easier, make sure you have tags with contact information and, if possible, microchip your animal to make reunion that much easier. Also, if your pet does run off, contact the animal shelter as soon as possible to aid in reuniting you with your pet. College of the Redwoods has teamed up with the Arcata Economic Development Corporation, introducing a new program that will help people pay for CR's medical assistant training. CR and AEDC are offering a free informational meeting for all people interested in becoming a medical assistant. To learn about the new program and the financial assistance available, the program will be starting soon, and interested people are invited to attend Friday, July 13th from 3 to 5 p.m. at CR's Eureka downtown site on K Street. The City of Fortuna announced that the nomination period for candidates who wish to run for 2 city council seats opens July 16th. The nomination period closes August 10th, and prospective candidates can get nomination documents from the city clerk's office. The election will be held on November 6th, and for more information, please contact the City of Fortuna clerk's office. With the KIN essence of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.